my Father sent me to this world to reveal his loving kindness to the children of men. But those to whom I first came have refused to receive me. True indeed, many of you have believed my gospel for yourselves, but the children of Abraham and their leaders are about to reject me, and in so doing they will reject him who sent me. I have freely proclaimed the gospel of salvation to this people. I have told them of sonship with joy, liberty, and life more abundant in the Spirit. My Father has done many wonderful works among these fear-ridden sons of men. But truly did the prophet Isaiah refer to this people when he wrote, "Lord, who has believed our teachings? And to whom has the Lord been revealed? Truly have the leaders of my people deliberately blinded their eyes that they see not, and hardened their hearts lest they believe and be saved. All these years have I sought to heal them of their unbelief, that they might be recipients of the Father's eternal salvation. I know that not all have failed me. Some of you have indeed believed my message. In this room now are a full score of men who were once members of the Sanhedrin or who are high in the councils of the nation. Albeit, even some of you still shrink from open confession of the truth, lest they cast you out of the synagogue. Some of you are tempted to love the glory of men more than the glory of God. But I am constrained to show forbearance, since I fear for the safety and loyalty of even some of those who have been so long near me and who have lived so close by my side. In this banquet chamber, I perceive there are assembled Jews and Gentiles in about equal numbers, and I would address you as the first and last of such a group that I may instruct in the affairs of the kingdom before I go to my Father. He who believes this gospel believes not merely in me, but in him who sent me. When you look upon me, you see not only the Son of Man, but also him who sent me. I am the light of the world, and whosoever will believe my teaching shall no longer abide in darkness. If you Gentiles will hear me, you shall receive the words of life, and shall enter forthwith into the joyous liberty of the truth of sonship with God. If my fellow countrymen, the Jews, choose to reject me and to refuse my teachings, I will not sit in judgment on them, for I came not to judge the world, but to offer it salvation. Nevertheless, they who reject me and refuse to receive my teaching shall be brought to judgment in due season by my Father, and those whom he has appointed to sit in judgment on such as reject the gift of mercy and the truths of salvation. Remember, all of you, that I speak not of myself, but that I have faithfully declared to you that which the Father commanded I should reveal to the children of men. And these words which the Father directed me to speak to the worlds are words of divine truth, everlasting mercy, and eternal life. But to both Jew and Gentile I declare, the hour is about come when the Son of Man will be glorified. You well know that, except a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies in good soil, it springs up again to life and bears much fruit. He who selfishly loves his life stands in danger of losing it. But he who is willing to lay down his life for my sake and the gospel's shall enjoy a more abundant existence on earth and in heaven, life eternal. If you will truly follow me, even after I have gone to my Father, then shall you become my disciples and the sincere servants of your fellow mortals. I know my hour is approaching, and I am troubled. I perceive that my people are determined to spurn the kingdom, but I am rejoiced to receive these truth-seeking Gentiles who come here today inquiring for the way of light. Nevertheless, My heart aches for my people, and my soul is distraught by that which lies just before me. What shall I say as I look ahead and discern what is about to befall me? Shall I say, Father, save me from this awful hour? No, for this very purpose have I come into the world and even to this hour. Rather will I say and pray that you will join me. Father, glorify your name. Your will be done. All this has not happened for my sake, but for yours. I know of a certainty that the Father will receive me and accept my mission in your behalf. But it is needful that you be encouraged and be made ready for the fiery trial which is just ahead. Let me assure you that victory shall eventually crown our united efforts to enlighten the world and liberate mankind. The old order is bringing itself to judgment. The prince of this world I have cast down, and all men shall become free by the light of the Spirit which I pour out upon all flesh after I have ascended to my Father in heaven. And now I declare to you that I, if I be lifted up on earth and in your lives, will draw all men to myself and into the fellowship of my Father. You have believed that the Deliverer would abide on earth forever, but I declare that the Son of Man will be rejected by men, and that he will go back to the Father. Only a little while will I be with you. Only a little time will the living light be among this darkened generation. Walk while you have this light, so that the oncoming darkness and confusion may not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness knows not where he goes. But if you will choose to walk in the light, you shall indeed become liberated sons of God. And now all of you, come with me while we go back to the temple, and I speak farewell words to the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, and the benighted rulers of Israel.